Attempting to alleviate a crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. UBS agreeing to buy its struggling rival Credit Suisse for over $3 billion. UBS Chairman Colm Kelleher saying he hopes the deal will help ease a troubled financial situation.
We're well aware that in the coming weeks and months will be difficult for many, especially for the employees. Let me reassure you that we will do our utmost to keep this time of uncertainty as short as possible.
Silicon Valley Bank collapsing over a week ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting Mariupol. His forces have been occupying the Ukrainian port city for nearly 10 months. Fox's Mike Tobin has more from Kyiv.
The visit follows the issuing of an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court to arrest Vladimir Putin and Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights. The charge alleges 16,000 Ukrainian children were relocated to Russia, separated from their families, adopted, and sent to camps.
Putin and his Chinese ally Xi Jinping will be meeting in a summit in Moscow on Monday. An Afghan offshoot of ISIS may be planning terrorist attacks against the U.S. and its allies, 20 years after their ascension during the Iraq War. Fox's Trey Yingst explains.
U.S. Central Command believes that the Afghanistan-based terror organization ISIS-K will be able to launch external attacks within 6 months. Now, on Thursday, General Michael Kurilla, the leader of U.S. Central Command, known as CENTCOM, testified before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Kurilla said it's his belief that ISIS-K could attack Western targets, including the United States, this year with little to no warning. The general did not expand on why he believes that.
ISIS-K operating under sparse surveillance since U.S. forces left Afghanistan in August 2021. Kansas State beating Kentucky 75-69 in the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament to reach the Sweet 16. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Following the failure of two U.S. banks this month, Congress is looking at how to reassure Americans of the banking industry's stability. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
President Biden says it's up to Congress to bolster protections against more bank failures. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds said regaining confidence will take time.
It's going to take a couple of months for consumers outside to recognize that all of these banks are stable.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says she wants to see an independent investigation as well as another provision aimed at failed bank CEOs.
They don't get to go into banking again if they explode a bank.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Congressional hearings on bank failures start later this month.
A Pentagon study finding high rates of cancer among military pilots and ground crews. The year-long study following almost 900,000 service participants who flew on or worked on military aircraft between 1992 and 2017. DC's latest superhero film has a disappointing opening.
A lot has changed in the last few years.
The wizard gave me superpowers.
Shazam!
And then everybody got superpowers.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods bringing in only $30.5 million despite opening in over 4,000 theaters this weekend. The first Shazam brought in $53 million during its opening weekend in April of 2019. Meanwhile, last week's number one.
This isn't like any other Ghostface. What is this place? A shrine.
Scream 6 finished second this week, bringing in $17.5 million. And the Michael B. Jordan-led Creed 3 finished third this week with $15.3 million. It's now taken in nearly $128 million in all.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.